Temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s may have you itching to plant your annuals, but there are plenty of freezing nights ahead. Elizabeth Licata says you should wait until Memorial Day to begin putting in your most sensitive plants. And she says there are plenty of quality nurseries in our region to help you out.
Well, I think you should go to nurseries that are independent. We call them independent garden centers. I would avoid the big box stores. I'm not going to bother. We don't need to name businesses. But you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. There are independent garden centers in Western New York. We're very lucky. We have many. There's no need to go to a big box home improvement store. You can go to wonderful independent garden centers where they take very, very good care of their plants. And actually, I am going to name some. There's Mishler's, Lockwood's, Menny's. These are great nurseries. Mike Weber, there's a ton of them. Adams. We are so lucky to have the garden centers that we do. And when you buy your annuals, you also want to look at them. People tend to go for the ones that are bursting out of their little cells and there's lots of flowers when you buy them. No, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Buy the ones where there's hardly any flowers coming out. The roots aren't coming out of the bottom of the pack. Buy the ones that are still small.
Now, we have the garden walk, the Buffalo Garden Walk, and many communities have their own garden walks now. It seems that in the last decade or so, people, average homeowners, are really taking gardening seriously.
It's great. It's great to see interesting gardens. I don't know what the gardens are like in your area, Mark, but in my area, it's no more boring lawns with foundation shrubs. Everybody, people are growing flowers and perennials and interesting shrubs, flowering shrubs. And I think Garden Walk has had a huge influence. I would say that the success of the other garden walks are due to the success of Buffalo's Garden Walk. Not for Buffalo, that is the daddy of them all.
Let's talk about lawn care, and I have a big question here, because for many years I've been using a lawn care company, and my wife, when the kid was little, said, I don't want the chemicals, so we got the organic material, and we used it for many, many years, but I'd be out there every spring on my hands and knees, getting the dandelions out, getting the weeds out. And finally, after he grew up and was out of the house, I said, I'm going back to the chemicals. My lawn looks great, but am I shaving years off my life because of a green lawn?
Well, I mean, not that I'm not concerned about your life, Mark, but you might want to think about what you're putting into the ground and what's being put into our groundwater. There's so many things about lawn care that are really stressful for the environment. You're using probably a gas-powered lawnmower. Those things don't have catalytic converters. Using one of those things for an hour is almost like driving your car across the entire length of New York State. This is not good stuff. Lawn care can just be so detrimental, and it doesn't need to be. If people would let their lawns go dormant in the summer when it's hot and only water like every 2 weeks or so, just let them grow brown and don't use so much water. If people would mow high instead of shaving them down to the ground. I think that given what we've been hearing about the effects of climate change and what's going on with our environment, I think we all need to rethink every single thing that we do. And I would say gardening is not exempt from that.
Well, let's move from gardening to dessert. The cover of the May issue of Buffalo Spree will entice readers with the title Just Desserts. Is this about where to find tasty goodies in Buffalo, or more about making your own?
It's about where to find them and who's making the most wonderful, the prettiest, the most luscious milkshakes, the most amazing-looking cookies, the incredible artisan chocolates, the donuts, cakes, cupcakes, sweet rolls, all kinds of wonderful, wonderful dessert, ice cream sundaes. We did an issue on sweets once, but it really turned out to be mainly about chocolate and chocolatiers. So in this one, we're doing all the other sweets. And I think that May is sort of a fun, the colors are just beautiful when you see the issue. It's all full of these pastel colors. And some of the things that these people, these pastry chefs are doing with their cookies and cakes, it's beautiful and delicious.
And the issue arrives this week.
In fact, we're having an issue launch tomorrow, Tuesday evening at 5:30 at Osteria 166 on Franklin Street. We invite people to come and just pick up a copy and hang around and have some free snacks and check us out.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. I'm Mark Scott, WBFO News.